Our Lady of Holy Rosary, October 7th. The first reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 2, verses 10 to 13, or chapter verses 10 to chapter 3, verse 1. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come and I will dwell in the midst of you, says the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of you, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all blessed, before the Lord, for he hath roused himself from his holy dwelling. Second, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting it might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be, since I have no husband? And the angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, had also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The Son of God descended to live among human beings. October is called the month of Holy Rosary, the memorial month of Jesus, the incarnated Son, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother. The life of the two most important persons in God's plan of salvation weaved by many events, but today's reading concentrated on the beginning event, the Annunciation of the incarnated Jesus. In the first reading, the prophet Zechariah prophesied about this incarnated event through the announcing of the Israelites' liberation from their exile. God always concerned and cared for people, especially when they were suffering in the exile. He already had a plan to set them free from the foreign power, and more than that, to set them free from the power of sin and death by letting His only Son to descend and to remain with people. This Son shall teach, heal, and redeem people. God let the prophet Zechariah foresaw this day, so the prophet urged the Israelites in exile to rejoice, because that day is coming. In the Gospel, what the prophet Zechariah announced become reality in the Annunciation, recorded by St. Luke. It was by the Blessed Virgin Mary's obedience that the Son of God was incarnated in her womb by the Holy Spirit power to begin His mission of redeeming people. Second point, analysis. Third reading. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come and I will dwell in the midst of you. There are three important facts in the Zechariah passage. First point, God shall come and dwell with His people. This fact is repeated twice in the first two verses, 10 and 11. God not only come to visit, but also to remain with people. When Jesus came, not only to visit, but to incarnate so He could remain with people in 33 years. And then He established the sacrament of the Eucharist to remain with people all the days until the last day. This is a very special event which people should rejoice, because when they have God to live with them, they shall no longer be lonely or afraid of the powers of the devil and the world. God must punish the Israelites for a while because of their stubbornness of heart, not listening God's correction to His prophets' preaching. But when they recognize their sin and return to God, He shall recover all rights and dignity for them. As the prophet announced, the Lord will inherit Judah as His portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. Second point, all nations shall be joined with God's people. The prophet foretold, and many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of you, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. In God's plan of salvation, He started with the Israelites as His own people. When Christ appeared, He shall let all nations join in and become His people through their faith in Christ. When the thing happened, the other nations joined in, the Israelites shall recognize God's plan of salvation and must believe that Christ is sent by God. Third point, people's attitude before the mystery of the Incarnation. The prophet continued, be silent, all blessed before the Lord, for He had roused Himself from His holy dwelling. Standing before God's immense love, a prayer to the living of his son from the holy place, that is the heaven, to descending to the world to live with people and to redeem them. People should not do anything except be silent, to reflect, and to feel God's immense love for them. Second, the Gospel. The angel Gabriel announced to Virgin Mary. Third, the encounter between heaven and earth. The summit of God's plan of salvation is the coming of the Messiah, starting with today's Annunciation. No one can understand a powerful God who created all things and have power on all creation come to one of his creatures, Mary, to ask for his son to be incarnated in her womb. The evangelist Luke reported the Annunciation as follows. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting it might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Second point. The mystery of salvation was revealed. The angel Gabriel talked about the child who is about to be born as follows. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." This is the third promise which the prophet Nathan announced to King David in the first reading. The only strange and unexpected thing about the child is, though he was the son of the Most High, but belonged to David near to Joseph, his adopted father. The third point, the reaction of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Due to her vow of virginity, Mary asked the angel Gabriel, "How shall it be, since I have no husband?" Mary's vow of virginity pleased God because he wanted his son to be incarnated in such an immaculate and poor womb. Moreover, the prophet Isaiah also foretold about this. See Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Mary, as many of us, questioned God according to human understanding. How can one be pregnant and still be a virgin? We forget about God's power that he can do all things. The angel Gabriel explained to Mary God's way. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, had also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who were called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. After listening to the angel's explanation, the Virgin Mary said to him, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Application in life. In the Holy Rosary month, we should spend more time to pray with the Rosary and to meditate about God's immense love for us through the mystery of the Incarnation. Imitating the Blessed Virgin Mary, we should obey and cooperate with God to bring His salvation first for us, then for people around us and all nations. Amen.